Well, it is good to be here tonight. Thanks for this opportunity. Seems like lately there's kind of been a theme going on. I think it was a couple weeks, Derek preached on making more time for the Lord. Putting God first is really what I'm getting to. You know, how we don't make time for Him all the time like we should. And I'm one to say I could do more time, and it really hits me when you hear those messages, you know, that you can correct yourself, and I'm thankful for those messages. Even though they step on our toes, they're good to hear. You know, they're keep us in line. We know our wrongs, we know our rights, you know. And so I'm thankful for those messages. And as I was studying, my first sermon I ever preached was on April the 1st of 2007. And it was on being diligent in the Lord. And tonight, He kind of put the same thought on my heart. And as I kept studying, but so did faith came up. You know, diligent and being faithful in God. And, I mean, I asked myself, how diligent am I in the Lord? How faithful am I to my Lord? How faithful do I come to church or serve God to do the best that I can do? In society today, as Derek said, and everybody testified, you know, there's a lot going on in this today's society. And it's just downright scary. I mean, there's so much going on. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, you know. And it's a scary situation when you're bringing these little kids into the world and the evil world that it can be at times. And with all these factors that come in, it gets us sidetracked from the Lord. And that's just how it works. That's how society, I mean, if we start listening to the news, as my wife said, you know, it's all bad news, and we kind of get distracted, but just things just don't go the way that we'd like them to go. You know, we would always like to have peace and be able to keep our eyes on God. And I always tell my wife, keeping my God goggles on. You know, you can't see the world, but if you look straight ahead, you can see God. And that's kind of how, like, we need to walk around, you know. And so with that being said, my thoughts are diligence. And that is constant effort in the Lord. Constant effort. Being diligent and getting good at your job. Jeff does his job every day. He's good at his job, more than likely. Derek, he does his job. He does to the best of their ability to do what they can do. He's being diligent in his work. Well, the same way goes to show when you're in the Bible, you can tell who's diligent and who's not at times. You know, and that's just the fact of it. I mean, there's nothing to... It's just what it is. You can tell. And so we need to focus on our diligence and having the faith in how we conduct ourselves as individuals in this life. And as I was thinking about this in the Bible, and I just kept praying to God, you know, God, show me, help me. And I thought about the disciples and how Jesus just walks by and says, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. They didn't hesitate, did they? They did not hesitate. They just got off the boat and they followed Him. And He made them fishers of men. And they was diligent, and they was faithful about it. And how amazing is that? I mean, just, Craig, come on. I mean, would you really just be like, you know, I'm going to go? I mean, but they knew. And so they followed God. They followed Jesus, and He taught them to be fishers of men. And I'm thankful for that as well, you know. You know, in Mark it says, after me I come and I will make you fishers, become fishers of men. And that just amazes me on how they just went. They just went straight away. And I wondered as we were saved individuals, why didn't we stay focused on going straight away? How do we get off course sometimes? You know, and that worries me, not as a father, but as myself, you know, keeping ourselves in line. It worries me because we should always keep our eyes directly on God at all times. And we can't let this world distract us the way that we have before. Got a few things I wanted to make sure I said tonight. So God tells us, He's gave us good instructions. Would you not say, would you agree with me on that? There is no doubt what He wants us to do. He wants us to directly serve Him and do what He wants us to do. That's the directions that God gave us. There is lots of directions in this world that we don't need to worry about, but we need to focus on God's direction and what God wants us to do, what He wants me to do for Him. And it's an honor to be able to stand up behind this pulpit. Yeah, Derek said, you know, I'm sure you guys could do testifying all night long, and that would be great with me. But I just want God's work begun as anybody else does. If that's what God's plan was, then that's what I want to happen. And I want God's work to continue on. I want us to be diligent and to truly serve God to the best of our ability. And through all this, one person in the Bible jumped out at my mind. Who had the faith and the diligence, God, to go through is what he went through. And that was Job. Now here's a man that the Bible tells me that he was, it says, I'm going to read Job 1, verses 1 through 3. It says, there was a man who lived in the land of Oz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil, or shunned evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons, 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke and oxen, and 500 she-asses with a very great household. Now this man was a blessed man. This is a man that had faith. Obviously he was diligent in what he did with God. I mean, this is a man's faith that was just, I mean, amazing. He walked the line like he was supposed to. He crossed every T and dotted his I's, and he did the best he could. And God knew this. And God allowed Satan to come in, because he knew that Job would not fail him. He knew that Job was strong in his faith. He knew what he would do. He knew that he wouldn't be mad at him. He knew that, hey, I'm going to serve God. And he knew that God would be, he knew that he would be with God, sorry, and he would serve him, and he would not fail. In Job 2:7, it says, so went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from his sole of his foot to the top of his crown. This man went through misery. He went through things that me and you probably would never go through. He lost all of his cattle. He lost all of his stuff, his kids. He lost his sheep. He lost, I mean, just everything. Could you imagine going through something like that? And just losing everything all of a sudden, like one after another. The Bible says that he was talking to one, and one comes up and talks to him and then says, you know, this happened and you lost the sheep. And then as soon as he gets in talking, there was another one. Hey, you lost your oxen. I mean, this man went from having everything to nothing by a drop of a hat. And if that was me, I know that I would allow that to distract my life. I mean, would we not, if we went through and lost that much that quick? We would get distracted from God and we would probably just lose it. We'd probably lose our minds. And how amazing is it that he had the diligence and most of the faith to keep his eyes on God. Because the more you read in here, I think it's the 25th verse of Job, or 19, 25 to 29, he still stands up and stands up for God about how faithful he is and how good of a God he is. He defends God still after all these things. How amazing is that? Wouldn't that be hard to do that much when we let things get in our way? And it's like, I couldn't imagine dealing with that. You go from all this to nothing and yet you still have the faith? Is your faith there? I mean, do you have that kind of faith? I like to think I do, but I'm still a human and things get in my mind. But I know that when I'm behind this pulpit, I know God's with me. I know that God will help me. But when we step out of these doors, it's like something that never, you know, we get done preaching, it's like, what happened? And then we get back to the worldly things. Just that easy. Why is that? Why is it that we walk out the door so easy that things just disappeared? I mean, why is that? But this man stayed focused, man. It just impresses me. It makes me happy to know that there's men like that who stood strong for God. He stood for what was right, and he let all of his friends came. Even his wife came and was telling him, you know, what'd you do? Curse God. No, he did not. He stood his ground because he knew what the truth was. He knew that God was his Savior. He knew that God loved him. And he knew that God was real. See, that's what the people don't know. They don't know that God is as real as what he is. He's real right here. I can feel him. We live by faith, not sight. And that's probably one of the most questions I bet most of us are answered. Well, you don't see God. No, but I feel him. You know, he's right here. I know where he's at. You know, we need to have that kind of faith that all the times, and I can't say that enough. When I was studying, I mean, it just got a hold of me. I mean, it just got a hold of me, and I was flabbergasted because I let the little things get in my way in life. And it amazes me. You know, I got a lot going on in my life. You know, I'm very busy, and it was said a couple weeks ago about how, you know, I compared myself to what Job went through, and I compared myself to what he's doing, and obviously I don't touch this man. This man was an honorable man. He was an upright, perfect man, is what the Bible says. And I let things get in my way. You know, it's hard for me sometimes to distract what I'm doing at home to what's important. And I know as a church, you know, we have us a small church, but we have a great people here. There's knowledge, there's God-fearing people in here. And when we do those things, we can remove all those things out of our way in our lives. And we make that time and we put God where we're supposed to, then we're going to prosper in life. Because what I didn't tell you at the end of Job, which a lot of you know the story, it's a very common story. He lost all of his cattle. He lost all of it. But at the end of the chapter, God blessed him with double of what he had. Double of everything. Now, isn't that amazing? If we would all keep that in our minds, that if we would walk through these things that we have, he will bless us. You know what that blessing is to me? I can't wait to go to heaven. You know, me and Chris were working the other day, and the guy's house was looking, and he had this big old fire going. And it was huge. I mean, it had to be 25 foot tall. And I looked over at Chris, and I said, man, I couldn't imagine what hell's going to be like. He goes, they don't even compare to it, Craig. And he's right. It doesn't compare to it. I mean, it's going to be way worse. We could step away from that fire, and we're not going to feel anything. But those who are there, they're not going to be able to do that. You know, it's amazing to me. I'm just grateful tonight. I just want all of us to keep our faith and trust in God, because it's so important. And we need to trust Him entirely with our whole heart and our whole mind. And we need to know when we step out on that faith that He's going to be there. He's going to be there. And we have all these revivals, and we go to these other churches, and the truth is preached. I'm grateful for that. You know, the truth needs to be spoke to these people. The truth needs to go out to this world. And by us being faithful and serving God like we're supposed to, that will happen. It won't happen as quick as what you want it to, because it's just not how it works. But it can be if we would all put our suit of armor on and go out and just do the gospel. I know Nick and Phil, they did that was on their heart. They did it. You know, the gospel went out to somewhere where it never usually goes out to. You know, at a park. You know, who would have thought at a park, you know? There's all kinds of places these things happen. But guys, we got to keep our heart and our eyes on God. We've got to focus at all times. And I just feel like in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks maybe, that there's been messages about us getting ourselves right. You know, making more time for God. You know, let's serve God better. You know, and I speak that for myself, and I can't answer for you. And I know that we're all human. I know that we all, you know, do things our own way. We have our own ways. But, you know, when I look at myself, I know, okay, Craig, you need to do this better. You know, and we got to be honest with ourselves. As a church, are we doing our best? As individuals, as families, you know. And it's important, because I don't think those messages are accident. They're not accident. You know, that God's trying to get our attention. There's a lot of churches without pastors. There's a lot of people out there that don't know the Word of God. And if we don't stand up and do what we're supposed to do, then they're not going to know about God. Yeah, if I don't do my job, I believe that Derek, or he may use Derek to do it. But maybe I was supposed to do it for a reason. He shouldn't have to go to the next person to do it. You should be willing and have your heart desire to serve God and to do those things. Have that faith in God. Be more diligent in your walk with Him daily. Because that is so important. You know, there's blessings out there. You know, yeah, I'm going to go to heaven. I mean, ecstatic about it. I'm ready to go, but I want to see my kids grow up first. I want to see them, but I want them to look at me and know, hey, Poppy had faith in God. He served God. He got up there and preached. He wasn't afraid to talk to somebody. I seen Poppy pray. You know, these little things add up to be big deals. When they're young like that, it almost seems secondhand to them. You know, like, oh yeah, we need to pray before we go to bed, or we need to pray before we eat. You know, we need to go to church because the church doors are open. You know, we should have those kids, that should be their first instinct. Oh, it's Wednesday. It's church time. Growing up, it wasn't like that. I had soccer practice on Wednesday nights, so I went to soccer. Now that I'm older, I look at things, I'm thinking, man, I want those kids to have the opposite thought of what I have. They don't think it's important right now, but when they get older, that's going to be the backbone of our church right there. I really thought it would go a little bit longer than that, but you know, it is what it is, and I just pray for us as a church, because I know that this world is not a good place right now. But we need to continue on as soldiers and be disciples and, you know, and learn and to teach the world. You know, because that's the only hope this world's got is us. God called us to preach the gospel. He saved you so you can share your testimony. That's a concern. And it should be a very much concern over anything in our lives. That should be the number one thing. Serving God and getting the gospel out.